Traditional dance groups and organizations in Philadelphia are giving immigrant children the space and support to learn about their culture. WHYY's Emily Neal has more on how these classes teach movement, spark creativity, and foster identity and belonging.
Charisse Luna Cruz twirls her long, colorful skirt and follows behind her teacher. She's at the practice for Nushakun, a Mexican folkloric dance group for children. When the 16-year-old started classes 2 years ago, it wasn't just the dance movements that were new to her. She also wasn't as confident speaking and understanding Spanish, the language of instruction.
At first, I didn't want to go because, like, I was new to learning about my culture because my parents never really talked about being Mexican at home. So I always thought I was just American because I was born in Pennsylvania, which is the United States.
But Luna Cruz says these days she speaks Spanish confidently. She also knows more about Mexico, especially the regions of Puebla and Oaxaca, where her mother and father are from.
Now I consider myself a proud Hispanic person, proud Mexican from Mexican parents, and I'm not ashamed to say that.
Pallavi Chakravorty is a professor at Swarthmore College and a dancer and choreographer of Kathak, a major Indian classical tradition. She says immigrant dance groups can be transformative for children.
I myself did not realize that dance could actually do so much, but I'm just seeing the way people are now wanting to connect to it, you know, and wanting something concrete and tangible to hold on to so that they can feel that they belong somewhere and launch their love and critique from that place.
Sinta Panyami Storms, an Indonesian dance teacher in Philadelphia, says her classes are a way for first-generation immigrants to explore cultural heritage.
In my class, we talk about why we do this dance a certain way. Why do we wear certain costumes? What is the story behind the dance? So we don't just come and dance, but we talk about like the Indonesian values, Indonesian philosophies. And I think they really appreciate that.
Gabrina Rizky Jallo started taking Panyami Storms classes when she was just 8 years old. Now, at 20, she continues to dance and takes pride in her identity.
I'm glad that America hasn't washed off my ethnicity because of the community I am in and because Sinta has been promoting, making a space for us to practice our own ethnicity and our culture.
Panyami Storm says the art form helps ignite resilience for immigrant communities at a time when, she says, just existing is a political stance.
And I think a lot of times when we're scared, we're home, we don't want to leave our safety net. But building community is super important also to know that you're supported, that you're not alone in facing any of this.
For Luna Cruz, her dance community with Nushakun also helps her imagine a brighter future.
I know that in Mexico there's a theater. I forgot the name, but our teacher always tells us that one day one of us can make it there. And that's what keeps me going, because I want to make it there too.
Emily Neal, WHYY News.